Welcome to Monday Night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go. Things to do on Monday. The winner. Those of you with memories, and let's face it, most of us do have memories, I seem to remember. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, last week I asked you to pick the perfect combination of things to do on a Monday. And my goodness, what a response. It wasn't hard to choose the winner of the ingredients of the perfect Monday, however. It was sex, booze, food, movie, a clear favourite out of the millions of entries from all over the universe and beyond. A few examples of other entries from relatively well-known people. Tony Blair, remember him? Tony Blair's perfect Sunday was grooming the nits out of Sherry's hair while meditating in the Middle East. I think he actually meant mediating. Still, never mind. The Queen's, yes, she put an entry in as well. The Queen's was doing Charles a packed lunch so he can go and play polo while riding on Camilla's back. I don't know whether he eats lunch while he plays while riding on Camilla's back, or no, never mind. Tom Cruise, yes, he was famous once. Tom Cruise said he preferred to spend his perfect Monday ghostwriting his own fan mail while being stretched on the rack. Strange chap, Tom. The Archbishop of Canterbury said, oh yes, he picked the favourite, sex, booze, food and movie. But he added, without the booze, please, I prefer a cup of tea. Oh, and I don't do sex on Monday because it's my day of rest. Fair enough, your worshipfulness. And Mr. Trump's response was, can you repeat the question, please? Yes, I'm worried about Donald. Anyway, thanks to all of you for entering. I'll think about a prize in due course. No, here we are. I know, the lucky people who got the right answer get to spend next Monday doing what they voted for, all together. Yes, you'll all be getting a letter in the post inviting you round to my place. Yes, enjoy. There was, by the way, one spoiled ballot paper. The leader of the Liberal Party, whose name I can't remember, wrote, I agree with everyone else, then crossed it out and wrote, I don't know. Hey-ho. Coming up next, Invasion Force, the memoirs continue.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I continue to rummage through my artifacts, searching for memories of my invasion, at the point at which I became ruler of the Isle of Kevin, king, monarch, and chief traffic warden. Yes, and here we are. The next entry in my diary read as follows. It's just like old times. Doris, Rose and Flossie are having their afternoon nap, which means they're snoring and the windows are rattling. They've behaved pretty well since I agreed to resume my rightful place on the Isle of Kevin, though the first traces of personal rivalry are creeping in. For example, they all got jammed in my bedroom doorway this morning as they tried to be first in with the breakfast tray. Rose eventually triumphed by headbutting the other two into submission, and then she thumped up onto the duvet and showed me her black puddings, which was a sight to behold. I heard the other two fall down the stairs fighting, and Rose took this as her opportunity for a seduction scene, but I don't propose to read that bit out, I'm afraid. Anyway, by that time I was ready for anything except what Rose had in mind. But she was okay when I pointed out that I'd left her a bit of black pudding. While she gorged, I ran for it. More follows next week.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's important to make ends meet, isn't it? I don't think that's a criminal offence at the moment. Anyway, I noticed the other day two buildings side by side on the High Street. XXXX and Sons Builders, and right next door, XXXX and Sons Funeral Directors. The same people. Well, you'd want to be sure you knocked on the right door, wouldn't you? Choose the wrong one, you might find yourself buried on the top floor of a new block of maisonettes. Alternatively, you might find people in black suits turning up and gnashing their teeth in your new kitchen and trying to fit bodies in your soft-closed drawers. I don't know. Well, it does make sense to diversify in that way, though. We've all got a living to make, if that's the right expression. Now I'm starting to understand why there's always plenty of room in the local graveyard. They're all being buried under porch extensions. Moving on. Oh, do join me next week, by the way. I have an exclusive interview with Theresa May. Until then, toodaloo. Okay, that's it. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. I'll be back next week at 6 o'clock as well. So every Monday, 6 till 7. Coming up, lots of great music, lots of great shows, right through the night and into the morning here on Vectis Radio, 104.6 FM and online. Thanks for listening in for the last hour. I'll be back next week. See you then. Bye.